We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everybody, welcome to the BSN Rams podcast presented by Canyon Bakehouse. Before we jump into the show, I want to tell you about the delicious, certified gluten-free breads, bagels, English muffins, and other baked goods that are made right here in Johnstown, Colorado. Canyon Bakehouse's gluten, dairy, nut, and soy-free products make it easy for families to enjoy the taste and texture of fresh bread so everyone can love bread again. Find them at any major grocery store in the freezer or fresh bread aisle, or purchase online and visit canyonglutenfree.com to grab a coupon.
Off a high screen, Dorian, kick to the corner, Fayerano for three. It's good! What the foul!
And back to throw is the quarterback, and Hayward is sacked by Joey Porter.
Page takes it in, scores. J.D.
Boy, Stevens lets it go, and there's your touchdown. Michael Gallup.
Got it down low. Hornung, dunk! And here come the students.
Leading by 10. Here's Van Pelt. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Colorado State.
Kids' fault. We gotta learn from it. We gotta keep improving. We got a tough team coming in this week in Toledo. A team that knows how to win. A team that's been to bowl games. A team in recent years has been very, very successful. Has been prolific on offense. Coach Candle, since taken over as the head coach previously as the OC, has continued to produce. High-powered offenses that know how to score. They spread you out. They can throw the ball, and they can run the ball as well. The quarterback, is an extremely good athlete that can run. They were really, really in that game against Kentucky until he went out with a concussion.
What's up, what's up, what's up, guys? We're back with another edition of the BSN Rams podcast presented by Canyon Bakehouse. As always, I am your host, Justin Michael, and today we are going to be talking little bit of CSU Toledo. We've talked throughout the week just how important this game is for the Rams. It's a game where they really can't afford to lose, which is unfortunate given their quarterback situation. But, we've kind of beat that to death over the last couple of days. So right now we're just going to focus specifically on this high-powered Toledo offense and really why the Rockets are a team that you should fear. I said yesterday that I believe Toledo is an all-around better football team than Arkansas, which is probably somewhat concerning to CSU fans just based on, how bad the defense has been in the first 3 weeks. As it currently stands, Colorado State ranked 124th out of 130 teams with 40 points per game. The Rams have given up 40 points per game. Absolutely brutal. And that's kind of a problem because this Toledo Rockets offense can really move the football. In their two games this season, we've kind of seen just how dangerous this Toledo offense can be. I mean, we talked about going into the season, we knew that they were going to be dangerous. They scored 50-plus points a game last year, so this is a team that's been good for a while. It's not like it's anything new, but really their entire offense revolves around two guys, and that's quarterback Mitchell Guadagni and running back Bryant Kobach. Guadagni is... he's really what makes this whole thing work. 6'2", 210 senior quarterback, led the MAC in passer efficiency last year with 162 rating. He did miss about half the season with an injury, which Bobo kind of addressed on Monday. So he's had some issues staying healthy, but when he was healthy, he was fourth in the nation at 15.26 yards per completion. That's phenomenal. I mean, they've been not quite that good this year, but close to it. In their last win, he averaged about 11.5 yards per completion, still pretty solid, but you know, not quite that 15. Also completed 57.5% of his passes, 13 touchdowns. A big thing that makes Guadagni so hard to defend is his mobility. He likes to move around, extend the play with his legs. Toledo does a lot of play action. They like to play an up-tempo offense, really try and wear you down with him in the run game, as well as Kobach. Kobach is a Kentucky transfer, ended up going back home to Toledo. He's from the area. He's been phenomenal for them, had 14 rushing touchdowns last year so far. Really, really nice start for Kobach again. Sorry about that. Got caught up reading this, but Kobach, anyways, what I was saying, he has 28 attempts for 135 yards so far on the season. These two, the offense goes through them. If you can slow them down, you have a chance. But as Kentucky found out in week one, when you can't, it's really hard, man. They move fast. In that game against the Wildcats, Toledo had two scoring drives in the first half. Both of them were seven plays, averaged about 3 minutes in total time. So they want to get to the line of scrimmage. They want to snap the ball, and they want to catch you off guard. One of the things that's really going to be important for the CSU defense this week is just that pre-snap communication. Toledo's offense it's hard enough to defend with the talent they have on the field, but if you let them dictate pace and you're not getting lined up, it's really just going to be a nightmare scenario for the Rams. I don't foresee them being able to slow them down. Another big factor, definitely going to be the tackling. Bobo said that the tackling against Arkansas, maybe not quite as bad as it was perceived publicly. I think, you know, that last touchdown was obviously awful. We talked about that the other day, but what Bobo really wants to see is guys swarming to the football. I think, I guess in his opinion, it's not necessarily the tackling that is the issue. It's getting to the guy themselves, which it's like, I mean, that's just like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? But regardless, whatever it needs to be, you know, we don't need to argue semantics. The defense just flat out has to be better. If CSU is going to have any chance of winning this game, they're going to have to get some stops. Ideally, you'd be able to pressure Guadagni, get in his face, get some tackles for loss, limit that run game, and more importantly, control that tempo, which is something that I'm going to kind of go in depth on one of my articles, just really break down why it's going to be so important. Rams have a first-time starter in Patrick O'Brien. It's just going to be a big stage for him, man. Warren Jackson was pretty stoked about him, and I'm going to play some audio from him yesterday, hopefully, or going to write about it too. But he just, you know, he kind of said that, you know, Patrick is a playmaker. I think he's like, it doesn't matter if the stadium's crumbling, if everything's falling apart, Patrick is going to be level-headed, and he's going to be able to make plays for this team, and that's what CSU is really going to need. They're going to need him to come in and fill some pretty big shoes in Colin Hill, because as we all saw, Colin Hill was executing the offense at a really high level, and it's just going to be a tough spot for Patrick O'Brien. If you give up 50 points to Toledo this week, they CSU very well could end up losing this game by double digits, because I do think the Rockets are going to score. It's just going to be a matter of how much. You got to find a way to keep them under 30 points somehow. If you can do that, you probably give yourself a shot. But yeah, big game coming up. Excited to keep talking about it. We'll We'll keep talking about this matchup with the Toledo Rockets in just a second, but I'm going to take a quick moment to shout out one of our sponsors, Breckenridge Brewery. It's time to take a second and acknowledge Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of BSN Denver. Breckenridge is the original Colorado beer established in 1990 in Breckenridge, Colorado. You've probably heard of their delicious vanilla porter, their oatmeal stout, and most people's personal favorite, the world-famous Avalanche, which is their classic American amber ale. But they just released a new beer called Strawberry Sky that you guys are going to love. For you beer enthusiasts out there, they are calling this a light-hearted Kolsch ale. But for those of you that have no idea what that means, this is that light, delicious summer beer that you've been looking for. So look for Strawberry Sky at your local liquor store or any other Breckenridge beer. And make sure you also look out for the Breckenridge event calendar on bsndenver.com. We just launched it, and you'll be able to see all of the events we have planned where we'll be drinking Breck beers at all of them. So RSVP and have a good time. Welcome back to the BSN Rams podcast presented by Canyon Bakehouse. One of the things I'm kind of excited to talk about is just the Ag Day uniforms and how much they're going to pop under the lights this weekend. We've never had a nighttime Ag Day, so I guess it's Ag Night now. It's not Ag Day, it's Ag Night. Get used to it. Ag Night, baby. But anyways, I'm really excited to see these uniforms. I think just about everyone is. The Rams are going to be wearing white pants with orange top, and then the Ag helmet, which of course is green with the orange textured bone horns on them. And honestly, this is probably CSU's sleekest look overall. I'm just always going to have a fond spot in my heart for these Ag uniforms because these were the cool alternates that the Rams got before, you know, they kind of went big time with all of their swag and apparel and stuff. This back in the days when this was the only alternate they had, I really had a special spot in my heart for these uniforms because, you know, that was kind of like my middle school, high school days when CSU first started breaking these out. And as a young college football fan, I was just so stoked to finally see CSU do something other than just the traditional green and gold. And don't get me wrong, I don't have any beef with the traditional green and gold. I've talked about it before. I think the classic green and gold helmet, classic green and Vegas gold helmet is a great look. And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm glad CSU went traditional the first couple of weeks. I think that was a smart play by them. And now we're going to start getting into some of these fun uniforms. And I'm pretty excited to see them. One of the things that I saw on Twitter today is that Darren Rovell, classic awful tweeter, Darren Rovell is not stoked about CSU's uniform. He's taken jabs at us, I think, potentially for the Ag uniforms in the past, but this is what Darren Rovell tweeted on September 18th at 12:09 p.m. "Just giving everyone a heads up, Colorado State will play as Oregon State this weekend. Team is wearing retro uniform when school was called Colorado Agriculture and Mechanical College. First off, Darren, I don't think CSU has ever worn a black uniform, so unless they've ever gone orange and black, I don't know what the Oregon State line comes from. Maybe he's blind, maybe he's just old, maybe he's just bad at Twitter. I don't know. But it's been fun to watch everybody clown him, from CSU fans. CSU football tweeted at him and they were like, this isn't your content, eh? And they tagged the Pardon My Take guys. I'm not a big Barstool guy, but I hear good things about Pardon My Take. I know they do some funny stuff. I think Darren Rovell's been like a guest on there or something like that. I don't really follow it, so I'm not entirely sure, but I just thought it was funny to watch this all play out. I think it's always classic when somebody that is not good at Twitter sends out what they believe to be a zinger and they get ratioed for it. Darren is rightfully getting stomped for his poor take on CSU's super dope Ag Day uniforms. One of the other things I wanted to talk about regarding the Ag Day uniforms is you see a lot of people not so excited that the Rams are wearing white pants. I don't really get that one, though, because I think the white pants with the orange jersey and green lid is the sleekest Ag Day look you can do. You see some people kind of clamoring for that all-orange look. I think that'd be too much. When I see Boise State in the all-orange, it just makes me nauseous. I think that's too much. When you do it the way that you're doing it, it makes the orange really pop on the helmet as the accent piece, and with the numbers and the gloves and everything else that you have, I think that's plenty of orange. All orange, that's overkill. That looks like a Boise State look or the Broncos color rush or something, the Denver Broncos color rush. I mean, just not a fan of that. And I'm glad to see the white pants, because I think that's the sleekest look. In the past, we've also seen CSU go green orange with green pants. That looks a little bit too much like a pumpkin for me. I'm all for the pumpkin orange. The orange green is an awesome combination. I really think it's dope, but yeah, I just think all orange would be a little bit much. I think green, orange green looks a little bit like a pumpkin, but green lid, orange jersey, white pants, that's just right. Like, I guess I could have done the three little bears metaphor or whatever just right. But yeah, really excited to see Ag Day. We're going to have some guests, I think, on the podcast in the next couple of days, talk more about this Toledo game. We're going to certainly have plenty to talk about now that the Rams kind of have to redetermine who's going to be their starting quarterback. You know, it's been Patrick O'Brien this week. He came in against Arkansas, but if he looks bad, you know, could be a short string, could be a chance for Justice McCoy to get in there, get some live action. He's been on campus for a couple years now, never really gotten any kind of real run, so I would like to see him maybe get in the game at some point. We'll see how it plays out, though. If you have, I'd like to do a mailbag on Friday. We're going to do the Mountain West, just like media, or I don't know, roundup, pick them, whatever you want to call it. I go over the Mountain West every Friday. We're going to go over the games this weekend, some of the exciting ones. There actually are some really intriguing conference matchups to watch if you're a Mountain West fan this weekend. We'll have all that to talk about, but I would also like to do a mailbag, so tweet your mailbag questions at us. I'll tweet about it as well and remind everyone, but that'll give us something to talk about as well. Love to interact with all of you guys and talk about this season and just, you know, how you're feeling moving forward now that the Rams don't have Colin Hill. But that is all we have for today. I know this episode was a little bit shorter than usual, but we've got a lot going on, got a lot of written content I've got to get to, and got to get to practice first and foremost. Got to get over to the field. Follow us for updates with just everything. Everything CSU you need to know, BSN Rams has you covered. As always, thanks for listening.